I am in the studio with part of Shelby 5. How y'all doing?
Hey, great.
How are you?
Doing great.
Doing yes.
It's just so much to catch up on.
That's right.
Shelby 5 from right here in the Motor City. And those who know, know. And those who don't, let me introduce you to some dynamic people of God. They have been singing since they were little bitty kids.
Babies.
I saw a picture of you, and you were, I don't know, what, three, four?
Three years old.
Yeah. And Courtney and I have
Amber. And Don.
Yeah. And Don in the studio with me.
Right.
And we have Drea, who's not here.
Right.
And Trent, who is not here today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you got the babies here. So if you hear them in the background, it's cool. It's cool because we have everybody here. We even have my puppy sometimes in here. So
wow.
Big family affair.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's just catch up a little bit. During the pandemic, a lot of things happened with y'all. You all were still recording music.
Yes. Yeah,
I think during the pandemic is really when we were heavy in the studio.
Yeah.
Really getting it in. Don was writing these songs like left and right, and we were like full-fledged studio all day, every day.
We had built our own studio right before the pandemic.
Yep.
So when everything was shut down, when you couldn't go to the grocery store, couldn't go out to eat, we were going in that and locking it in the studio as a family. So it was an experience.
Because you all were actually, how they used to tell us, the people who were in your pods.
Oh, you were safe with the pods.
We stuck together.
Right. We just spread it to each other.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. And that is the truth. I used to just feel like scared coming in the building. But God.
Yes, Lord.
But
right
God. And we're back in the swing of things. Yes, you had your anniversary. The church at the beginning of the year, and I was grateful to be a part of that. It was beautiful.
Good to have you.
And then someone got married.
I did get married.
I'm super excited.
Beautiful pictures. I felt like, I mean, you know, y'all know how to do it big anyway. Shelby's don't play when it comes down to any kind of an event.
Wow.
But it just looked like a fairy tale.
It was
beautiful.
I felt like it. I think that was really like one of the thriving themes of what I wanted my wedding to feel like. So
Well, you definitely achieved that. And Drea is
she's with child.
And Don, you got your babies and your beautiful wife and preaching all over the place, preaching hard. I'm like, come on, with my babies. I found out online that you're having a very special musical event that's coming up.
You heard about it? Have you heard about it?
And God, I was kind of, you know, taken aback because the last time I actually went to an event with you all were in Ipsy.
That's right.
And it was, you know, a record release.
Yeah, that's right.
And here we are. So how did this come about for you?
So it's been a nice long journey. it took a lot of hard work and faithful prayer to bring this to pass. During the pandemic, we really took some time to do some introspection to say, hey guys, like, what's really inside of us? Who do we want to be? Who are we called to reach? And we came together, and I believe our mission now is to create music and art that's an invitation to know God deeper. This recording is like the culmination of all of that hard work over the last 5 to 6 years. Dr. Miles, you were at the last concert that we had.
I was. Yeah,
and that was like seven years ago. So it's been that long. You know,
And you haven't stopped doing music.
Right. All this time, you know, we've still been serving, we've still been traveling in music, but I think God's timing is everything.
Yes,
it is.
And you know, God has given us songs over those years, but the timing just wasn't right to release them. And as we got the release from God, we did release, you know, singles here and there.
Right.
But honestly, I can say that I feel in my heart of hearts that the timing is right
now,
for this to be released, not only for our generation, but for the generations younger than us and even the generations older than us. I feel like our music is going to speak to all generations for the body of believers. So I'm excited about it.
So you all have a full project coming out?
Yes.
Full project.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
We got about 20 songs, Dr. Mike.
What?
Oh, it's gonna be a full. You're gonna be able to bump this. You can ride this for a good 3 hours. So you take us on a road trip.
So give me a song that we can play right now to give a preview of what's gonna happen.
Okay, we have this song called Without You. Mm. Ooh, it's good. Now, it's got a old school spin on something that you might have a little familiarity with it, but it's a new twist to it. Without You.
I can't live my life without you.
Again,
Without You
with Shelby Five on the Detroit Praise Network. I am so excited you all are here and you have this great record release party that you're having, and tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's July 20th at our church, Burning Bush International Ministries in Westland, Michigan, 30355 Annapolis Road. Doors open at 6 o'clock, but we're going to start right at 7 o'clock. Tickets are only
$5.
You can't beat it.
You're paying $1 per member. I mean, you're going to get an experience out of this world. We're not really in it for the money, but we are here for ministry.
Yes, you are.
And I think we want people to come knowing that, but also wanting to support independent artists.
Yes, for sure.
So if you can, we're here. We're funding this ourselves. Yeah. And we're really seeking for the support of our home base, Detroit, Metro Detroit area, to really, really help us push this project, I believe, to the world so that we can really get it out.
Yeah, yeah. And I love that you said that, you know, you want it for everybody. One of the things that I absolutely admire is when you do your AIM conference and how you have so many people, so many young people that you reach that wouldn't ordinarily go to church.
That's
and
right.
This would be the same.
Yes.
You know, if you don't go to church for whatever reason it is, this will be a good way to reintroduce yourself to church. And and I know you all do everything with excellence. I already know that. So you won't have any worries, but $5, come on.
I know. $5. What do you pay for a Beyonce ticket? What?
Oh,
$3?
We don't know.
Come on. You can't get
a hot and ready for $5.
No more. You are
$7 now.
You are so right with the tax.
Right about it. And it's going to be a worship experience. It's going to be an intimate worship experience. Oh, yeah. We're really, really going to be putting this out on the record to really get it out so that everybody can just feel what we've been feeling for the past 6, 7, 8 years with this music.
It's from the heart.
I'm so excited. I can absolutely tell. So tell them how to get tickets.
Yeah, so you can get them off of Eventbrite, Amber Tag Teaming.
Yes, it's on Eventbrite right now. It's entitled A Night with Shelby 5. So just search that in Eventbrite. You also can follow us on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Go to our link. Our Instagram is Shelby5Fam. Go right to that link. The Eventbrite is right there just to click, and you can purchase your tickets.
And you can also get tickets at the door, too. But there will be an upcharge, Dr. Miles. You have to pay $10 at the door if you wait the very last minute. So they're $5 now, pre-sale. But on July 20th, if you come, you're more than welcome to come. On July 20th, you'll just be paying $10.
That's right in my neighborhood, too.
And if you want to be fancy that night,
if you want to
be up close and personal,
real fancy,
like Dr. Miles, we're gonna leave two VIP tickets here at the radio station for Dr. Miles.
To give away?
Yes. No, she's going to come.
She can bring somebody with her.
I can do some giveaways.
Well, maybe we'll leave some tickets here. Y'all know the number to the radio station. Okay. So we're going to leave two VIP tickets for you, Dr. Miles, for allowing us to come.
Okay.
Thank you. Then maybe we'll leave.
One general admission?
Let's leave her a couple.
Okay.
She can give away some tickets.
One for each of us.
Yeah.
Can be one of our guests.
I love that.
Okay.
Let's do it.
We could have a family of five come.
Yeah.
Or the Shelby Five.
Amazing. A family of five.
Let's do that.
All right, we're going to make that work.
I like that.
Yeah.
See how that came up quick? That's good.
Yeah,
that's
worked
good
it out.
We brainstorming with the interview.
On the
fly. Yes.
Well, thank you so much. I follow you all. I'm always watching what's going on. I've been watching you since you were really young. I think first year of college all the way to middle school for you.
Right. Yeah.
And it just amazes me how beautiful you all are and continue to be, and so many blessings on you and your families and your husbands and wives and kids.
Yeah.
It is just a blessing to see. And shout out to Bishop Shelby.
Yes, we love you, Lady Mom and Dad.
Evangelist Shelby. Absolutely love it. Thank you all so much.
Thank you for having us.
We love you, our whole family.
Absolutely.
I mean, we love you so very much. You have been so consistent.
She
wake up. I mean, every day we can listen to your wonderful voice.
So soothing.
It's just the best. But we just want to say thank you, Dr.
Thank
Miles.
You.
You're just
the best.
Thank you
for putting that doctor on me, too.
That's right.
Doctor.
Yeah.